Listening to the Jick and Skullhead show. I am Mr. Skullhead, and Jick is on the line somewhere.
I am Jick.
Indeed you are.
All right, we got some awesome delay action going on just in time for the show to start. I'm glad to see that you uncovered that recording of us in high school.
Yep, that kiddies is Jick and Skullhead circa 1994 playing with my little sister's toy guitar.
That was a cool guitar. She was mad that I played it, though. I think the one thing that you can say about us at that point in our musical career is that we definitely knew when to stop. It didn't just kind of drag on and on, unstructured.
Yeah, that would be really lame.
Yeah. Although, every time I hear that, it sort of surprises me how, like, I don't remember practicing that. It just didn't seem like something that would... I don't think we could complete sentences. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No,
anyway.
We played through it a couple of times, but...
Did we? I guess, do we have the original recordings of the first... Because weren't we just sort of making it up as we went along?
Yeah, but then we said, you know, we should figure out this verse and this verse and this verse, and then we'll record it. And despite my completely erratic and... the opposite of rhythmic drumming, it seemed to. I think there's something there, you know. I think you could see the genius to come.
It has the trademark of all my my early collaborations with other people that there's one verse that just the person who isn't me comes in real early. That happened with the Pretentious Artist as well, and on the Screw Jackets recordings. Anyway, for all of you who are listening to the Jick and Mr. Skullhead show, which is to say 120 minutes of distortion and echo with Jick and Mr. Skullhead, welcome. What we do is usually every week on Thursday we spend a couple hours answering your questions and discussing your comments and making fun of each other's mothers. It's been a little erratic schedule-wise lately because of the holidays and such. What has it been, like 3 or 4 weeks since we did this?
Yeah, at least three.
No. So I'm sure there'll be lots of questions to answer. Speaking of which, how are your holidays, Mr. Skullhead?
Why, they were lovely. Had a good Christmas in California and went to Deez Nuts Land and had the quiet New Year's with Jess's parents, which, that's all right. You know, I can party crazy any weekend I choose down there in Phoenix, so it's all right. But you went to New York.
I did. I went to very near Times Square for New Year's. And I saw the ball drop, and talked to a bunch of guys in kilts, which was it was weird. There were just everywhere we went, there were like a handful of dudes in kilts, and it was very easy to get a handful of dude in that kilt. Let's see, what did we do? Did we do anything exciting? The two of us, we had a little Christmas at Boozer Bear's.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Now you can tell that we haven't lost our inability to have this show flow well. So let's move on to some questions, shall we? Looking through them from the beginning of what we got after we made this system. Let's see. Butterfly Girl says, thanks for the change to the closet in the mall. I'm a fan, but I still have a question I need answered. Are you going to make any improvements for clan functions, like a search function for promotions and naming people? A limit on the number of items taken from the stash would be nice. Or a second stash that only certain ranks can have access to for more valuable items. Well, that's one of a number of suggestions that people have put forward for improving the way the clan stash system works. Mr. Skullhead, did you see the thing in the forums about sort of reworking the karma system by just giving every item, like us giving every item a karma value, sort of depending on its rarity and its power, rather than just using the auto sell value, which causes a lot of weirdness and allows just sort of removing the karma maybe from contributing meat at all, or giving, you know, like one karma for every 10,000 meat or something. Did you happen to read that idea?
I looked at that, and it seemed like it would be a simpler fix would be to fix the auto sell values. Well, actually, not a simpler fix, but one that would fix a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, I mean that's something that has come up for a lot of different reasons. My one problem with that, though, is that the auto sell is not. They need to be low in order to keep the values of items down and in order to sort of combat inflation. And if you get karma by putting meat in the stash, I think it's unacceptable right now that putting the amount of meat that it, you know, equal to the auto sell value allows you to take the item out.
Right. What if the I think the coffer and the stash should probably have two different sets of karma, basically. Because it seems like that's where a lot of the trouble comes from, is that meat is so readily available that people will put in a bunch of meat and then take some rare items out.
Right. I mean, I guess the other thing is that items that according to the criterion that I initially set the auto sell values at by, and other inappropriate prepositions.
What is that squeaking sound?
They're very much... that squeaking is my chair.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'll stop. The, what was...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the items have value dependent on their utility rather than just dependent on, you know, their rarity or the level of monster that drops them.
Right.
And so it's really hard to kind of gauge what that is because, you know, there are things that are rare and really useless. So should those, you know, have a high auto-sell value solely because of their rarity? You know, and most of the things that people really want and people really sort of covet just aren't auto-sellable because I don't want... I mean, in a way, that's to protect people who don't know that they've acquired something rare, is by not letting them, you know, making it so you can't discard it. So people aren't like, ah, damn it, if I had only known that I discarded this thing that I could sell in the mall for 10 million meat. There are just a lot of issues with the auto-sell system in general, which is why I was sort of into the idea of that radically simplified karma setup where things are sort of valued relative to one another.
Right.
Setting up the values in the first place would be a little sketchy. You know, and probably require a lot of tweaking as time went by. But as far as the other stuff that Butterfly Girl asks, search functions for promotions and naming people, I'm not 100% sure how that would work. I mean, I realize that it's a problem in clans that are gigantic to find people in the sort of paginated list. I suppose I could put some kind of filter on there so that, you know, you could just look at names that, included a certain substring or whatever. Vecna Reborn says, play some Nirvana / Pearl Jam for the masses. This is not a music show. I like Nirvana. Skullhead likes Pearl Jam spread on his creamy chest.
Well, what was that about my mom?
Yeah, nothing.
Hell right. Yeah,
Stevie says, what is the status on the ghost pickle on a stick being reintroduced very soon? Wow, this chair is loud.
I know, stop it.
So is mine.
Momo Child says, can you reassemble the hippie stone more than once? If so, how many times? Yes, you can reassemble it an indefinite number of times, every 2 weeks, if you just keep breaking it and not attacking, breaking it and not attacking.
Absolutely pointless.
Why are you
and you don't, you don't do anything, you know, you don't lose anything for doing it. You lose your record, obviously. But yeah, you're never going to get stuck with it in one state or another. Roxanne says, what happened to the search? Please, please, please fix it. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Let's see. People asking what the Chick and Skullhead show is. Corvette says, is there any website other than the one linked above that plays KOL Radio? I can't get that site for some reason. Maybe it's full. Can you tell how many listeners we've got, Mr. Skullhead? Mm-hmm. Wait, I can't.
Yeah,
200 of 200. So right now, unless somebody sets up a mirror, we're probably not going to be able to get any more people listening. Somebody surely will, or as, or whatever, set up a mirror.
Yep.
Let's see.
So I'll put a system message out that has that information on how to mirror. And then if we get new mirrors, I'll put that in a system message.
Good deal. That is a good idea. I know there. Where is that? Where is that page? I guess you're
searching for it.
Yeah. A system message out about it right now. Redemption 99 says, "How do you get Steaming Evil? You get it by buying it from Boozerbear. That is a. There are 13 of them. There will never be any more than 13. They will never drop. They, you know, are a rare that, you know, Boozer had some from a bug that he found. It was a sort of a blank spot in the item table that he had gotten a few instances of, and it was just like a broken image in his inventory. So we decided to do a little meat sinky goodness. Basically, I think the money that comes in from the Steaming Evils just goes to fund Boozer Bear in the war he's having with Hot Stuff on who can have the most in their advertising budget, and that's fun. It's Boozer's birthday, actually. He's not listening, not playing, because he's out having some birthday sushi and probably some birthday fruity rum drinks.
And probably a little birthday Zlyania.
Oh, what? I lost you.
A little birthday Zlyania, who is the KOL secretary and his real-life paramour.
And she's an assistant. She's not a secretary. No. What are you? What is this, the 40s? You pig.
Well, I know that occasionally you like to bend her over the desk and spank her because she makes mistakes. Or
right.
Hire, like, James Spader to do that.
Just placing an earthworm in my letters. That all of the many letters that I have to write in my day-to-day day-to-day activities here as a CEO and janitor of Asymmetric Publications LLC.
I wanted to add, though, on the Steaming Evil discussion that I know, not that anybody that we know would ever do this, but some people might be inclined to say that that's yet another example of us favoring bug exploiters and giving them things that nobody else can get, but in reality, it's just a meat sink, and all the meat that comes from it goes into Boozer's advertising budget, which basically does nothing but get square-rooted every Sunday. So,
yep.
You know, Ted's working.
So, you know, yeah. it's chances to buy a rare. You know, it doesn't really do much. It'll be worth a lot forever, though, because there's only going to be 13. Ever. Seriously. Tinkerbell says, are you concerned with the prices of Mr. Accessories getting too low? How might it cause people to not donate for the quick meet? Oh, how it might cause people to not donate for the quick meet. Actually, I am the opposite of concerned about Mr. Accessory prices getting too low. I tend to look at Mr. Accessory prices as a sort of indicator of the kind of shape that the economy of the game is in general. What it means when a Mr. Accessory costs $15 million, you know, or $10 million, or $5 million, is that that is the number which represents a lot of meat. And the smaller the number that represents a lot of meat is, the better off we are. I recognize that a lot of people donate money to the game in order to get the Mr. Accessory and then sell it for meat. But I think even more people, you know, we're not big fans of that because it just smacks a little bit too much of whoredom from our perspectives.
Right.
But again, you know, it pays the bills and it keeps the game free for everybody. So, you know, we're not really in a position to say we don't want people to do that. You know, my thinking is that Mr. Accessories in general, their value in the economy is sort of like like Stones of Jordan in Diablo 2. Like, Mr. Accessories are the kind of de facto currency in the rare market, which will always be the case, no matter what the meat numbers look like. And so, I think the fact that the prices are going down, like I said, is a good thing. It's an indication that the economy is undergoing repair. We're watching more and more and more meat go from the sort of rich, evil Republicans at the top going down to the common man, who will spend it a little bit at a time and make the economy go. That is nothing like a real economy, but yeah, the meat things continue to work, and everything is, I think the fact that Mr. Accessory prices are going down is you know, like I said, indicates that things are working. Xenophobe, who we've decided that this week is the week that I fix all of the annoying little glitches that Xenophobe has been bitching about for 6 months. So what's he saying this time? Line breaks are not preserved in clan credos. Could they be turned into tags for multi-line credo goodness? Yeah, I thought I actually did that a long time ago, but I will definitely fix that. Because, like I said, this is the week that I do everything the Xenophobe says. Let's see. Momo Child says, suggestion. Okay, for messages, can you make it so you can send messages to more than one player, as you have done with sending items?
We've done with sending items?
Well, it's sort of a different thing. No. I mean, you know, we've made it so you can send more than one item to a single player, I guess. I'm really reluctant to add the ability to send messages to more than one person at the same time. There are a lot of times when I wish that I could do it, and I may give myself the ability or Mr. Skullhead the ability to do so, but I want to make it not just super easy to spam a bunch of people, you know? It's like, because if I make it so you can send messages to, like, 11 recipients at once, what you're going to get is people just constantly sending messages to 11 people at a time saying, like, Ktiklit. And what do you... That sucks. It would be nice to be able to put in features and not, you know, have assholes just be assholes using those features, but it just can't happen. So, you know.
So, Hot Stuff says, yeah, word on the street is it's Boozer Bear's birthday. Is this true, and if so, should the KOL populace at large send him all their bug meat so we can reset the economy? I think in celebration of Boozer Bear's birthday, you should send Chick all of your bug meat. And send Boozer a couple of birthday candles. Although, what can you get Boozer in-game, though?
Exactly, yeah, that's really...
I was thinking, you know, maybe we could make him a custom item, but he's already got one.
His inventory is so full, you know, of super rares that maybe the things that he really wants would be like, you know, goat beards.
Mullet wigs.
Common things. Mullet wigs. Yeah. White Castle fries. Let's see. Psychodelic says, I got a question. What can I do to not suck ass in this game? I've found it difficult to not suck. Just keep on playing, man. You can't help but get better.
Boy, Jick's mom never has any difficulty in not sucking.
Hmm. Right,
I know you're parsing the negatives, right? Yeah.
I got myself a little bit of a case of the stupids today. I was up too late drinking too much, and I got up at the crack of well afternoon, and I'm still a little bleary. So I'm not going to be that quick, Mr. Skullhead, in making fun of your mom tonight.
Which is great, because Jick is usually about twice as fast as I am with that stuff, so that means that I have a chance at sounding clever occasionally.
Speaking of parsing negatives, Sue says, will you not give me 5,389,253 meat? I'm going to let you answer that, Mr. Skullhead, here in a minute. Let's see. Bonham never dies. That's weird. John Bonham?
Probably.
Or maybe Bonham?
You Tracy Bonham? Or maybe he's French and he just really likes ham?
And could
it's
be.
Ball ham?
Bottom Never Dies says, I think in chat there should be harsher punishment for scammers. Maybe a restriction from Newbie Channel where scams occur moist often. It really isn't moist, it's typo, M-I-O-S-T.
Yes.
You know, obviously meaning most often and a reasonable typo, but it's just kind of funny if it happens moist often. Because, I don't know, thinking of scammers is moist. Well, you know, they get banned, right? It depends on the severity of the scam and the, I don't know. I don't want to get into the discussion on scamming policies. I shouldn't have read that question because, you know. Momo Child says, is the hemp backpack possible to acquire from adventures, or is it something you just get from Boozer Bear? Again, it's kind of something you just get from Boozer Bear. It was, it never dropped. It was an item that I created when I was considering putting in inventory limits into the game. I chose not to mess with inventory limits because that's dumb. And it was actually really, really database intensive, having to check for it every time you tried to do something. But let's see. Lixia says, does it get old making fun of each other's mothers? No, in the same way that it doesn't get old making sweet, sweet love to Mr. Skullhead's mother.
Exactly.
Let's see. Corvette is referencing something that I'm not sure I saw.
Sansa the Cook says, thank you for the extra custom outfits. You are entirely welcome. Glad we finally got that in.
Yeah, yeah. I woke up yesterday.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You know what I'm going to do yesterday?
Da-da-da-da.
Is. I didn't think. Well, I mean, I didn't think, you know what I'm going to do yesterday, because I woke up yesterday thinking, you know what I'm going to do today, you know, from the perspective of yesterday, so meaning yesterday, you know, just hammer that out. It didn't actually take as long as I thought it would. I was afraid that it was going to be a lot more complicated, but, yeah, seems to be happy fun time with those. For a while, I'm glad I didn't roll this out before having it tested on the dev server, whenever you went to manage custom outfits, no matter who you were, you would get to manage my custom outfits.
Awesome.
Which is, you know, surprisingly enough, a bug that I didn't notice from you know, playing. But that was fixed, and, you know, fun. Ozzy says, is the spooky hockey mask an ultra-rare item like the hypnodisc, or is its drop rate just determined by normal probability? Its drop rate is determined by normal probability. There's no sort of external limiting factor in the number of those that can enter the world at any given period of time, the way there is with the ultra rares. Oh, let's see. The Fearsome Phantom says, is it possible for there to be a send message to entire clan function? As a clan leader, I think that would be really nice. There used to be, and I took it out for the reason that the 1,000-member clans doing that would just grind the database server to a halt for a long, long time. And it was problematic. I really wasn't expecting people to form such gargantuan clans, and that's why a lot of the clan mechanic stuff is just really not cut out for it. But yeah, there used to be, like I said, the ability to send a message like that, and I changed that to the sort of message board, which I think works. You know, you're gonna get an extra layer of responsibility on the part of your clan members. You gotta convince them that they need to keep checking it every day. But Ricker Scott says, will you be adding some new stuff to Mr. Store soon, like a Mr. Hat, Mr. Pants, or maybe some more Mr. A familiars? Do we have any more two Mr. Accessory familiars?
Was there
number one gap that we were going to fill with another one of those?
There is a gap in the combination of things that we were going to do, but that was going to be one of the familiars of the month.
Mm. Mr. Hat, no, because that's too South Park-y.
Right.
Mr. Pants, I don't know. There's a website I like called Mr. Pants. Feels good all over. I don't actually know if that's still for a while. I know it was like some weird blog, and the guy or girl who did it took like a year off, but it was a cool website. And so, again, probably no. You know, I don't want to confuse people.
Right.
Momo Child says, when will you decide who won the Yeti naming contest? Also, will Uncle Pease ever come back? We are working on the Yeti naming contest. We've committed to one or the other of us reading every entry so that we can you know, make sure and select the ones that we really think are the best, rather than just skimming through them and randomly selecting them. And there were many, many, many thousands of entries. So what are we? We're actually about halfway through them, aren't we?
Yeah, we had 15,000 entries in the last week. I've got that down to 7,000.
That was, yeah, 8,000. I noticed today that you had gone through a metric ass load of them, and I very much appreciate that. I've been doing like a few hundred here and there, but I'm not taking nearly as big a bites out of it. We got some clever ones. We got some, so got a bunch that are just, you know, clearly joke entries that were not serious and obviously were never going to be selected, and they take hours and hours and hours reading them all.
Well, I did want to give a minute to say thank you to everyone who submitted Bob and Bobette and some variation on he has a penis and she has a vagina and they have sex, and X is the greatest player in all of loathing.
Yeah, there were plenty of those. There were also a lot of, oh, I know, we should name the Yetis Jick and Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, and like, eight times out of ten,
Mr. Skullhead's mom,
I have to be the girl. And anyone who knows us would obviously say that if we were in a homosexual relationship, you would be the girl.
I'm not entirely sure that that's true.
You've got the hair.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got the breasts.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the vagina.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Wow. Wow. Lots of wow. A lot more messages since the last time I refreshed. I need to find where we were. All right. There is a mirror up, according to Cilia. Let me system message that. Ooh, not as radio bugbear, because when that happens. Mirror of KOL radio up at.
Well, so-and-so the cook has an interesting suggestion. He says, it'd be great to have an extra slot in the inventory for stuff you can't or shouldn't sell but can't keep in the closet, like the meat car outfits, etc. Is that possible? So I think he's talking about, so you'd have miscellaneous items, equipment, and then, like, rares or, you know, something else.
Oh, no. You think, I think, huh. I mean, I can see what he's saying about the meat car, like a sort of quest items section of the inventory that you really never need to go to, for stuff like the rowboat, you know, and the keys and things. The outfits, though, I don't know. Somebody suggested a long time ago, allowing people to create a sort of a custom inventory pane where they can just, like, sort of select from a list of types of items.
Mm.
And, you know, or maybe even give them the ability to specify a handful of items that will show up in that pane, you know, just for the real, like, common tasks. You know, like, if the players that eat the same thing every day, you know, have a custom pane that's just those handful of items that they eat and drink,
huh.
That kind of thing. And that would be nice. It would be a little difficult to make an interface for it that makes any sense, I think. You know, especially because, like, anything that, well, you know, you'd have to do it in a way that didn't just give you a list of every item in the game.
Right.
And then when you went in to look at it, like, let's say you had something on your list of items in your custom pane that you didn't actually have in your inventory because you'd used them all. What does it do then? You know, does it then keep track of every item that you have ever had? Because that's no good. I don't know. There are certainly, you know, we are, and by we I mean me, because this is stuff that Skullhead can't help with. Committed to improving the interface stuff. You know, I mean, just doing little things here and there to make things work better that don't really impact gameplay, but just make it easier to get back into gameplay. So you know, everybody, please feel free to submit suggestions for ways that you think things might be a little more streamlined, a little easier to use. Ah, great. More squeaking. Fembot Artsy Pants says, hypothetically, if I were hypothetically writing a hypothetical Kingdom of Loathing screenplay, would you hypothetically have a problem with that? Hypothetically. Well, no. I don't have a lot of hypothetical problems. You know, we're okay with fan stuff as long as you don't try and make any money off of it, and as long as you show it to us, as long as you credit us stuff.
And if you make money off it, you know, if you give us some and we can work something out, that'd be fine.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're at least dedicated to the idea, if not the actual getting around to it, of using asymmetric publications to get other people's stuff out there.
Speaking of which,
and, you know,
we're really close on the comic.
We really are, and that's something that the next time that we are physically together, and, you know, I mean
emotionally
physically
together.
We need to finish that up and just get it done, because that's something that. Also, if anybody knows anything about maybe getting comic books printed and could maybe let us pick your brains about that, then that'd be kind of helpful. Get in touch with me or Mr. Skullhead. Let's see. I am the AZN man, says, thank you for the outfits. You're welcome. Let's see. King Poulos Dost. That's a cool name. Can we put links in clan announcements? Probably not yet, and probably there's no reason not to be able to. I'll attempt to remember to put that on my theoretical to-do list. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to write it right down here now, up on this sheet of paper. Links in clan A-N-U-S is how it will be read announcements. Yeah. Let's see. Sizzler says, where do you see KOL 2 years from now, or perhaps 5 years from now? I don't know. 2 years from now, I suspect that it will probably be in similar shape to it is, to it what it is now, in which it is now. You know, with obviously lots and lots more stuff.
Right.
And lots more players, and lots more fun and goodies and fantastic wonderfulness for everybody. So I saw a good quote in the forums today. Somebody described something as fantasticular cancer.
Nice.
Cancer jokes are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mr. Happy Pants says, are you guys getting close to naming the Yetis? Already answered. Arcone says, is there a chance you will bring back demon skin trousers? Yeah, there's a chance. You know, that's one of those things that was never really supposed to be rare, kind of like the Dungeoneer's dungarees. So if it ever, you know, I'm not just going to like, ha ha ha, today I'm going to put demon skin trousers back in, fuck up the rare market. But like if we, you know, if there's a place where it would be appropriate for them to drop and put them back in, then I'm not going to hesitate to do so. Stevie says, can you change mall search back to previous system? Yes. If the question was, will I change mall search back to previous system, then the answer is no. The reason for the recent changes was actually not so much a usability change as a the actual search algorithm no longer has to hit the item table because there's sort of a static list of item names that it checks against, and because of that I was no longer able to I would have had to write my own wildcard stuff, and also it's just not beneficial for it to default to exact match only anymore. It doesn't actually save any database processing. So, that was just one of those things where there were just a steady stream of slow queries being logged because of the text indexing that was required to do the mall searches, which is now becoming a big problem in the player search, actually. I'm seeing like 15, 20-second long queries searching the player table because it's so big now. And just doing substring comparisons across all of those. I don't know. I really very much would hate to make it so the player search required an exact match, but I may have to for the sake of database sanity. Because I just saw one of those go by for the first time today looking at the slow query log, and it's like, crap. Let's see. Balex 2290 says, "Will you change the PvP ranking system?" I think Hot Stuff was exactly correct in what he said in the forum thread about this, which is that right now the initial rank that it assigns you is exactly twice what it should be, because when we developed the algorithm, which was actually mostly Hot Stuff, to give everybody a PvP ranking based on their stats and their records. I just translated it straight across, and what I did was assume a perfect win record rather than a 50-50 win-loss record. So, like I said, it's exactly twice what it should be. It's not a big deal now that when a super high-level player suddenly lurches into PvP, their ranking is really high, because eventually they get knocked down. I don't know, like, Balex, I think it was Balex, went in there at a couple thousand above, or a couple hundred above where everybody else was, and now I see that they're, you know, with the exception of the guy who just broke his stone today and went in there real high and can't attack anybody, it seems like the top ranks are, like, as they should be. I mean, everybody's kind of bouncing back and forth as there's a lot of sort of infighting in the upper echelons, which is good. Let's see. Ashland. Hey, love the costumes. Two questions. Can you multi-use bat guano? Yes. Yes, I can. and we're in both game terms and literally. Multi-use bat A-N-U-S is how I abbreviate guano. Yeah, good thing. And any chance the 200 hard cap on adventures can be changed to cut at 200 at rollover? Yeah, I've actually been intending to do that for a long time. And that's something that I should do. Because it's really not going to hurt anything. The only thing it's going to do is prevent people from screwing up and losing turns. Change 200 adventure A-N-U-S is how I abbreviate cap. All right. How you doing there, Mr. Butt?
Oh, I'm alive.
I've kind of run off with it. You wanna do a couple?
Sure. Gujay says, good to hear the show again. Have you given any thoughts to allowing meat withdrawal from the clan stash? You know, I went through meat withdrawal just a month ago, and it was really horrible. I don't really wish that on anybody else. No, because there are a lot of clans that have just a crapload of meat in their meat stash, and that would just be a huge dump of meat into the economy. Plus, another way for people who clan hop to screw your clan over. So it's best that not be, that the meat that's in there stays in there. Kind of like the advertising budget. Only, I mean, you can make purchases and take that meat out that way. And Opie asks,
the Muffin King kind of, whoops, go ahead.
Opie, if that's on the same subject, go ahead.
Oh, what I'm saying, the Muffin King says when we're talking about assigning karma values to items, going with the average selling price, which I'm not sure what the average selling price, less than 100 million meat in the mall for the karma values of items. That is probably actually not a particularly bad way to go. Even if, you know, that would really not even be that bad of a way to sort of recenter the auto sell values. If we just kind of decided, you know, on a scale and then sort of check the relative values. So because they don't seem to fluctuate that much, and as prices go down, I think they go down on equivalent items pretty much simultaneously, in the same way that your mom goes down on many sailors simultaneously.
Whose mom? What? Sorry, I zoned out for a second there. Anyway, yeah. Opie asks a question we've been getting a lot. I'm not sure what the stance on it is. Is there any chance of having the channel IDs showing in different colors when listening to them, especially normal and newbie?
You know, every time I try that, I'm unable to make it not look like vomitous ass on the screen as it scrolls by. If I can figure out, and you know, feel free to like make up a screenshot of your ideas for what this would look like, and then if I can make that happen, and if people are satisfied with it, then I'm, you know, more than willing to accept suggestions on this. But yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to put very many more colors in there. You know, and I like the fact that it's kind of understated now, and when something is in color, that it immediately jumps out at you because it's something that, you know, should get your attention. Yeah.
Oh, also, Nunzio tells me privately that he's been working in the comics industry for almost 25 years and would be glad to assist us in any way possible.
Excellent. That's probably a good resource. Thank you. Write that down, Mr. Skullhead.
Yep.
And abbreviate it A-N-U-S.
I shall do my best.
Let's see. Butterfly Girl, Butterfly 9 in real life, has put out another mirror. And in case that this has not been... All right. Hey Dave is spamming my goddamn PMs, and he should stop it immediately before his account gets disabled. I'm not even supposed to be logged on to this account. Anyway, I don't know. Another mirror is up at... All up at the business. Let's see. Big Bad Kenny K says, why are we PMing you? And obviously is not listening, and so is not going to hear me. When I answer his question, you are PMing me because you are gay.
O-N-G, you are gay. Big Ben WD, who, as always, we hope is 40, said, would you consider an ultra-rare drop that's a container that allows another accessory slot? And we actually have some ideas for that that will get fleshed out in the next, 10 years.
Yeah, it would be sort of a bitch right now to add another accessory slot. Like, it would not be that tricky, and this is something that is cool. It would not be that tricky to add additional equipment slots, and there's actually some stuff, some stuff that we're mostly fleshed out along those lines. But the way all the accessory code works is just one of those things that, like, I'm amazed that it works, and I'm afraid to touch it. So yeah. You know what I need is a real programmer. Let's see. Nico says, can you stop one meat undercutter somehow, either by having some advertising budgets outrank one meat differences or something? I think it's the nature of capitalism, man. I can't stop one meat undercutters. So, Let's see. Squishy18 says, A, are the times of old set up to 10,000 meat, and B, if so, my account is acting screwy with that. It should be 10,000 meat times your level is the maximum that you can donate to the shrines per day. If that isn't working, then you can always do a bug report. Sue says, when does the hot jick on Skullhead action come? I can't wait any longer for it. This is as hot as it gets.
Which
this is
pretty
not, however,
freaking
as
hot. Yeah.
Action as it gets.
Jick Let's just see. Doesn't give head as well as his mom does, so I usually don't even ask.
Yeah. So disappointed in you, Mr. Skullhead.
I know. How I could be so vulgar.
Yeah. Let's see. The mall is broken in that if you search for lime and then click the search again link from within a store, it won't return any items. Really? Let me try that.
While you try that, Depression says, why don't you do something so that there can't be racial slurs in your name? Is that just too much work? Pretty much, yes. We were thinking about that, and obviously anytime anybody refers someone to us that has a racial slur in their name, their account just immediately goes away. But to make a computer do that, you'd need the computer to be a lot smarter than we can make one. Because, like, say we disallow, like, N-I-G-G, that string, with anything on either side of it. So if somebody is, like, a sniggering joker for their character, then they won't be able to use that name. Or, and if we disallow, like one of the guys recently was Jew Boys Suck. And how do you automatically disallow stuff like that without not letting people say, I'm really happy to be a Jew or Jews rule? So we prefer to keep that on a case-by-case, and really there aren't that many of them. And just if you see one, send me a message, Mr. Skullhead, or send Jake a message with the player ID and the player name, and we will deal with them harshly and immediately.
Yeah, I do occasionally, do some passes for the most obviously offensive ones. See, the other thing is, though, in a lot of cases, it's hard to determine, whether something is really offensive or not. Especially for me, because I'm an incredibly difficult person to offend, and don't have a lot of empathy for other people. And, everything that Skullhead said is absolutely correct and is absolutely the reason why we don't like... we can certainly prevent you from naming your character Fuckface, because there really is no situation in which F-U-C-K can appear and have it not be fuck, one way or another. So, you can't do that. The profanity filter is just limited in that way. And, I don't want to spend a lot of time doing a bunch of work to prevent people from being assholes when we could just kick them very, very quickly and very easily later on. You know, because you also it's fun to disable the accounts of people who are dicks.
Yep.
We just yeah. I think Mr. Skellet actually masturbates while he does it. Does He's what? Drunk on power. Power. No, I mean butter shots.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, do you remember that Lore Brand comic?
Yep.
Was it butter shots? Because that's got to be pretty disgusting, like butterscotch schnapps. Yeah. Let's see. Vegetarian says, today is Epiphany in Spain, the Christmas Eve for Spanish peeps. So happy Epifanimbo. Happy Epifanimbo to you, vegetarian. The Master Bandit says, haha, great game, man. Thanks, man. Nice job making your way to GI Magazine. Has always made me laugh. Props to you guys. Thank you. I was pretty excited, because actually I subscribed to Game Informer. And you know, there were the other times when the game would get written up in magazines that I would have to, like, oh, I'm going to go find this magazine somewhere. And as exciting as that is, it's just more exciting that, like, hey, cool, something just showed up in my mailbox, and it has my name on it. Because that hardly ever happens.
Yep.
That's,
your address, too.
Yeah, okay. Wow. It's weird how many people know that. Momo Child says, is the Children's Meal of the Damned an item drop or another Boozer Bar item? That's a sort of vaguely future implementable and planned items. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious where it's going to come from when it starts when it starts coming. It's obvious that she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. And insert the joke about Scully's mom here that I just can't think of. Let's see. Mr. Kick says, I think there should be a gambling game between characters, like cards or something. That's something, you know, it would be irritating to implement. And like I've said before on other episodes of 120 minutes of power with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. The chat taught me how annoying it is to try and code real-time interactions using SQL and PHP, and so I'm not super thrilled about you know, doing something that's not really, you know, I mean, in a way it'd be kind of a cool meat sink, because, you know, every time you're gambling, the house takes a cut. Ow. Speaking of cut, I just banged. I owned my shin we were walking around in New York, and these big crowds of people. And for some reason, there was like this rusted-out pickup truck, like, stopped in the crosswalk. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go around this rusted-out pickup truck, and my left leg is going to miss the bumper, and that way it won't hurt. And, yeah, my left leg missed the bumper and hit the trailer hitch, like, real, real hard. And now I've got this gigantic scab on my knee, or my shin, and, yeah, it sucks. Ricker Scott says, we Republicans are not evil. Yes, you are.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't spell. Let's see. I wonder how many Republicans play this game, Mr. Skullhead.
I've seen a few.
No, it was funny when I've even forgotten the names. Who ran for president this year? John Kerry.
Yeah.
John Kerry and Dave Barry.
Yep.
Barry. Anyway, there were those two mall stores. Hey, check it out. It's a telemarketer calling the official asymmetric publications fax machine. Just like every show, this one is rudely interrupted by some prick asking me if I want to subscribe to some shitty newspaper. No, I don't. I've actually never answered it, which is probably why the same people keep calling back over and over again, because I've never picked it up and said, fuck off.
Did you ever put it on the do not call list?
No, that's an excellent idea, though. I wonder, yeah. That didn't even occur to me. I always forget that the do not call list exists, because I've had nothing but a cell phone for so long.
Right.
Which is really nice. Let's see. Could Stolbethrierg says, can the contribute to the clan goodies hoard option be made into a multiple item donation thing, like sending messages up to 11? Yeah, I think Boozerbear may already be working on that. Because he said sure. He was standing here the other day. Talking to Righteous Babe on his sidekick that he's now obsessed with, just like Snoop Dogg, who writes about Bleach. I had seen that commercial a bunch of times. Do you know the commercial I'm talking about, Mr. Skullhead?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I had seen it about a million times with the sound off at a very high rate of speed because it was always something that I fast-forwarded through on, like, the TiVo. Today I was watching live TV because there just hasn't been any television that I've wanted to record for the last, like, 4 weeks. I was watching G4 TV because, you know, I'm their whore. And I saw the commercial with the sound on for the first time, and I had no idea that it was, like, about laundry. I was just like, you know, it's weird. Because I could never read what they were writing on the screens, and I couldn't hear the sound. I just thought it was, like, a bunch of celebrities talking to each other. Yeah, that's a good story, huh?
Yeah, you should continue to tell us all about that commercial for the next, well, we got, like, an hour and 6 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's 6 minutes and counting until the show starts to suck, right?
Yep.
I'm just trying to get some practice in. Let's see. Nick Fair. That's weird. Is that guy different than... Yeah. There are a lot of people with number names today. Suggestion. Could we have a little box that tells if our contacts are online or not, like in most other online RPGs? You can tell if they're in the chat by typing /friends. But if they're not in the chat, then they're not really registering as online. I mean, they are. I guess I could do that in the contact list page, but it's like it really only makes sense to have it in the chat because that's the only really sort of real-time thing that there is. Let's see. Chase says, in response to what you can send Boozer for his birthday, try Salty Dogs. Hooray! Yeah, I think Boozer took the Salty Dogs out of his store, didn't he?
He ran out.
No, he didn't.
He claims that the reason why they're gone now is because he's out of them.
Oh. Oh, with Salty Dogs, maybe he did, yeah. Or maybe I'm just trying to cover for, you know, accidentally telling the truth just then. Let's see. Let me see. Reading. Messages. Go, Mr. Skullhead.
King Friday asks, is Jick's mom really that easy? No, she is not. And that's why it's so satisfying to have sex with her, because it takes some work. Let's see. Genesis Genome says, there are a lot of new advancements to the game, such as items and systems, yet the Sorcerer's Tower goes unchanged and unfinished. Is there a plan for this? Well, we have to answer this question once a week, so it might as well be now. The reason the Sorceress hasn't dropped and other things have been added is the Sorceress is tied into Ascension, which is a huge chunk of content, and it's taken a lot longer than we would ever have dreamed of to get done. And a part of that is just because it's so huge. It's daunting, and so when we go to work on it, we think, oh, well, you know, Halloween's coming up. Maybe we'll just work on the Halloween thing. Or maybe we can put in this other complete zone instead of working on something that we know isn't going to go live for quite some time. But that said, we have a couple more elves that are helping us with the Ascension stuff, and we're really ironing it out, and yeah, we're getting there. It will come.
We are. Somebody asked if it would be this month, and it's not going to be this month, I don't think. Just because, you know, there's always a lot of stuff going on, which is irritating. I'm also learning about the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of paying taxes as a corporation. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of work, and I'm also learning about how you really shouldn't be the way that I am with keeping track of stuff, which is to say just big piles of stuff annotated with Sharpies and bags of receipts and stuff. Let's see. Bonham Never Dies says, sorry about the moist, and it is John Bonham, the drummer of Led Zeppelin. Good. Let's see. Sky Cruise says, I cannot buy eggnog in the grocery stores anymore. Will this happen in KOL too? No. I don't see any reason not to let you make eggnog all year round. Zerus says, whatever happened to the jarts, lawn darts? I had an idea in Pikmin, but I don't know who to send it to. Send it to me, Jick. And, you know, that's a pretty simple thing. I don't know where it's going to drop. I just haven't done it yet. It is on my foremost to-do list. Sizzler says, what came first, the ghoul egg or the ghoul whelp? Scully's mom came first.
With you?
Yeah, take that.
It only
bitch.
Takes my mom 10 seconds to have an orgasm? Seriously?
Because It takes me 11. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Call Me M says, think we could ever buy custom tattoos like custom avatars? No, because I would never, ever get around to drawing them. And I find it, I feel like I need to hold myself to a sort of a higher standard of drawing on the tattoos, and I find it incredibly difficult to actually produce tattoos that I'm satisfied with, which is why I haven't added new tattoos like I, you know, planned on doing. Again. Let's see. Ashlyn says, anyway, please, Zero, can we have a channel? Please, we can have a channel that is level defined such as / veteran for players only after level 15. Normal is getting overrun by people who can't follow the chat rules. Maybe something like that. We'll see. Clubber Outlaw says, could you give us any hints on when / if the Spectral Pickle Factory will reappear?
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
Yes, nobody. I mean, they're as much as people have very much tried figuring out the system. You know, there's no system.
Darkbladed has something I want to address. How can us older and honest players get a custom item made? There are a lot of upstanding KOLers that aren't recognized. I just want to make sure that people understand that part of your being recognized as a cool veteran package is not having a custom item. Custom items are not things that we hand out for specific reasons. They're not things we hand out to specific people. And they're not something that should be expected by anyone, really, because if you look at the player base, there are maybe 20 people with custom items, and that's how it should be. It's not just... I realize that there are a lot of cool people out there that don't have them, but that's okay, because that's not one of the things that shows that you're cool. I mean, it may show that you're a friend of ours in real life.
Yeah, there are a lot of there are a lot of cool people that don't have them, and there are a lot of assholes like Xenophobe that do.
So there's one.
Okay, I don't know. Bashy's kind of an asshole too, but I say that because I was once a fetus.
Right.
Adelaide says, can you thank Jick plus Scully for taking out the star in the mall? I love it how it is again. Yes. Thank you, me. Thank you, Mr. Skullhead, for taking out the star in the mall.
You're welcome. I worked on that for quite a while.
I know. For taking out the star in the mall, because you went down to the mall where Jennifer Lopez was making an appearance, and you shot her with a sniper rifle.
Wow. Where did that
get
come
it?
From?
You took out the star in the mall?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
We here at Asymmetric Publications,
Jennifer Lopez.
Highly recommend that you don't shoot Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, yes, please. Please don't. I'm going to feel really dumb if she gets shot tonight and then it somehow...
Yeah.
The media makes a circus. And some bread. Hey, 2 minutes after eight. It has begun. Overand says, dynamics process... Wait. Overand says, you guys should get a pair of condenser mics and a two-channel compressor to raise the quality of your stream. Your levels are all over the place. You could really use some dynamics processing. Yeah, one of the hallmarks of our deal here is that we are incredibly unprofessional. And, yes. Grumpy Old Fartay says, will you add a store function to the mall that allows you to refuse service to a buyer? A lot of people have suggested that I just use the ignore list to do so. And that might not be a bad thing. But I think that there are some people who would not want it to work like that, and I don't have a good feel for whether or not that is in general a thing that would... go over well.
We're talking about refusing service to a buyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if people would hate someone enough that they wouldn't want to take meat from them. Like they hate them enough that they don't want them messaging them in chat or in private message, but they'll still take the meat, I think would be the more common thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Jack Corrigan sends us a goddamn ass load of private messages saying, please say something I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of saying on air. You asshole, stop it. Man. This is the first time this has happened, and it's not... Ugh, damn it. Stop spamming. Yeah, anyway. I'm going to freak out a little bit here. Turetel says, what do you know about capitalism? I don't know much, but I know I love it. And that may be all I need to know. Let's see. TechSmurf says, you could make the channel colors customizable, have a hex entry or something for each under account options. Well, that would be something that almost nobody would figure out. But, I mean, I guess if you, you know, I shouldn't say that. In general, I think our players are fairly tech-savvy. But, I don't know, it seems like overkill. Let's see, Jesus, every time I refresh this, there are just double the number of things there were last time. I'm just trying to find, let's see. Like cheese says, am I pretty? Tell me. You're very pretty, am like cheese. Let's see. Momo Child says, is there a way to check your recent store activity for more than the past 48 hours? If not, can you make one, please? It's not that I don't want you to be able to check your mall history for the last 48 hours. It's just that I don't really want to keep that many logs on hand. Because as you can see, if you look at the data on Cold Front, there are just an ass load of store transactions. And the mall is just something that's really, really hard on the database the way it is. TechSmurf says, no, don't bring the trousers back. They feel right rare. I need a status icon. I don't know. TechSmurf, you don't get to decide. You only get to decide whether or not Papa Smurf's radio gets fixed.
You're not the Smurf of me.
Gig says, as long as you're adding to the multiple use list, how about 31337 scrolls? The reason that I haven't done that, I realize that a lot of people would like it. The problem is that they should only be auto-usable after the first time, and the way that the current multi-use code works, it would be kind of a bitch to do that. I mean, because I would either have to just make it, like, kind of not make any sense, where if you said you wanted to use 10 of them and you'd never used one before, it only used one. Which I don't like it to, I don't like things to be inconsistent like that, but I don't know. Let's see. Lex says, any further thought on character sheet display cases to showcase without the mall? Or possibly a museum somewhere you could buy a display at? New advertising budget sink. Ooh. That is a cool idea.
How far down the list are you? I'm still trying to find...
Oh,
where,
yeah,
where
I'm probably... Hey, another telemarketer! If only there was a way to feed that into here and talk to them live on the air!
On the interweb.
Let's see. That is actually a really, really good idea.
Could you go over it again?
Yes. Any further thought on character sheet display cases to showcase without the mall? Or possibly a museum somewhere you could buy a display at? New advertising budget sink, in parentheses.
So we're talking like displaying collections of items?
Yeah. That museum thing would actually be pretty cool. Because it would really have no impact whatsoever on gameplay. And if people wanted... You know, so like basically you have a... case in the museum, and it could show up on your player sheet, but you could also contribute meat to have it show up in, you know, a specific order when players just go to the museum.
Right. And, you know, like familiar terrariums, people are proud of their familiar collections. And then, like, the clever names, or if you have a complete set that you want to show off.
Yeah.
No,
it'd be neat. It would be neat to see what kind of jokes people would, you know, like the suspicious looking guy would probably build a display case and then just put all the drug slang items in it, like the stuff he was handing out. That is a very good idea. Thank you, Lex. Something that like makes people happy and sinks a lot of meat. Woohoo!
Mr. Happy Pants asks, are you freaks going to be at Arkenstock? Yes. We shall.
Yes, we are. And it's going to be fun. And I'm actually, Mr. Skullhead can't make it, unfortunately, but I am going to be at the little Seattle Uber mini gathering, which it's funny that it's a mini gathering. It's going to be like five times as big as the first KOL con.
Mm-hmm.
which is why I decided it would probably be worth it to go. We got some, we'll have some shirts and stickers and stuff to give away. And Bette Noir and Bunny Babs will be there, being all Bette and Bunny, respectively. Mad99 says, is there any chance I can get banned for 80 years? No. Let's see. Adly says, is it possible you could make an item in Mr. Store that lets you change the color of your name in the chat for two Mr. A's or so? No. But we were talking, actually I was talking to Hot Stuff about this, about doing a meat sink where you could pay some really, probably a pretty ridiculous amount of meat for a single colored chat message. Because, you know, it would be annoying, but it would be annoying in a way that you knew was helping the game. you know, so, like, for 100,000 meat, you can say in a chat channel one sentence in a color that you choose. Which everybody would obviously say, mod warning.
Yeah, or yeah. Omg-tiklit.
Omg-tiklit, yeah. You know, but it would be fine if they said Omg-tiklit.
Scotty Girl C says, Brad Fitzpatrick recently sold LiveJournal so he could focus on coding rather than running a business. Does the business side of KOL ever tempt you to sell out?
No. You know, it's not, I complain about it, but it's not that complicated. It's not that. I don't think that I would sell the game to anyone. You know, it provides me with a comfortable living, and I don't want to be a millionaire, you know, and it's like I don't want to lose control over it. I can see it getting bigger. I mean, because I really should, even the way that it stands right now, I really should look into hiring a programmer, because that's just something that would allow us to put better stuff in much more quickly. It's just the sort of overhead of getting somebody up to speed. And, you know, finding somebody who is willing to work in these sort of bizarre conditions here up above the garage.
Yeah, I would say
Zlyany has been just a gem in that regard.
We did
get her a desk.
The only way that I could see selling out would be as if we... if Zach, Zach, my friend, and also Jake, and... My buddy Josh and Mr. Skullhead would all be able to retain control of the game without people messing with it, and it really seems like that would never happen. Like, nobody would say, we'll give you $10 million for the game, but we still want you to write all the code, and we still want you to write all the adventures, and we totally won't interfere with your writing in any way.
Yeah, that just isn't ever going to happen. The other thing is, I think keeping it small is a good way to sort of keep us out of the kind of legal trouble that causes stuff like, you know, EverQuest to not, like, sell items for money.
Right.
You know, there's the fact that you don't really buy Mr. Accessories from us, the fact that you know, no more than you buy tote bags from PBS, it's... I honestly don't. I don't really see publishers being interested in buying the game out, because in order for it to operate, it needs to be independent and small. I really believe that in certain ways that's true. And so, you know, yeah. Wow, Drowner of Puppies says.
Wow.
Do you think you could change the PvP system to turn off after a week if the player has not been on at all for the week, so that those on vacation aren't robbed blind? 2 weeks is acceptable.
Well, I think he means if you're, like, your hippie stone's not going to reconstruct automatically, even if it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, but just make it so you can't be attacked if you haven't logged on in a week.
Yeah. I would say, though, if you're going on vacation, you would either accept that or you would restore your hippie stone before you go. Yeah.
Well, but you'd have to, you'd have to know about your vacation 2 weeks ahead of time, which I guess most people do. I can't use myself for that, but like, yeah, I don't think there's a pressing need for that. Let's see. Fembot Artsy Pants says, "Will it ever be possible to save familiars to a custom outfit?" No, I don't. I mean, I guess I can see why somebody would want to.
Yeah, because you have your harvesting outfit and your PvPing outfit.
Yeah, wow. That's something I hadn't really thought about. I don't know. I'll look at it. I'll see how complicated it would be to add that. It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. You know, then everyone's going to have to redo their existing custom outfits if they want to do it that way. But, I mean, I guess they're messing with them now anyway. Yeah. And it's really not that hard to manage them, so.
La 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 Lori has a small thing that I wanted to make a note of because I've been meaning to have this for quite a while. Says, will our characters ever have birthdays? I think that would be neat. And when you have your account created date, and when that comes around again, you should get like a piece of birthday cake or something. So I've been meaning
that's a good idea. Like we should put something together like that.
Also,
but then everybody's going to feel bad, the ones who are... Although I wonder really how many accounts there are that are more than a year old. Ah! I wonder how many times I can trip over this chair before it or I break or breaks.
Also, something else for your checklist. People have been asking, since we have 25 familiars now, if there's going to be a 500-pound trophy.
Oh. Okay.
Which I thought, you know, why not?
All right, 500 LBANUS is how I will abbreviate trophy. Let's see. I want to see. Go ahead and answer some questions. I'm gonna dig through the data here and see how many players there are that are their accounts are a year old.
All right.
That'll be a factor in whether or not we can realistically roll out like a, you know, any kind of birthday item. It should be something that you can't trade, but it should be something that you can. Easy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, cake is one thing, like, but it should be something that you can equip and kind of show that another little status symbol.
Yeah. Trigger says, hey, Jick and Scully, love the new additions, by the way. Would you guys put your mom's pictures on the forum? No, never. I would very much, and I think my mom also would prefer that her picture not be anywhere near you guys, because 99% of you guys are really cool, and then the other 1% are the ones that would have her photoshopped giving Jick a blowjob before the ink was dry on the forum. In other news, the internet runs on ink.
Yes. So wow, that's actually surprising. There are only 400. There are like 500 accounts that are a year old. And that's it. Let's see.
We're talking active accounts?
Well, right. Extant accounts. Yes. New Cypress says, also... Oh, wait. He said something before. So I didn't read that one. No. Also, is KOL out of Mesa, Arizona? Yes. Yes, it is. You can tell that by the fact that our address is in Mesa, Arizona. It's out of a P.O. box, which I actually live in.
I know. It really sucks when I come to visit.
It does, because there's nowhere for you to sleep except in the keyhole.
Yep.
Let's see. Any thought of adding, not replacing, contributed/moderated limericks or haiku, such as adding a random one into the existing encounter? That's actually not too bad of an idea.
Hey, remember how the haiku contest went?
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you know. I would say that actually actively asking people to do them would generate just a billion pounds of crap. But like if somebody, you know, if somebody did sort of shine and demonstrate that they had good haiku skills, put haiku in your account profile, and if it's funny, you'll get popular.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out about you, and then we'll say, hey man, you want to write some limericks/haiku? And then you'll be all like, oh, God, of course I do. Yay! And then we'll be all like, yay! And then Mr. Skullhead's mom will be all like...
I will.
That's what she always does.
Yeah.
Could you make a return to last... Top Ramen says, could you make a return to last search results when browsing stores in the mall? That has existed for a long time. Somebody was saying that it wasn't working... but it is for me. I don't know. Let me push, make sure that everybody else is using the latest copy of the mall search script. I'm just pushing that out. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there were problems with it, but I don't see any. Let's see. Red Halo says, spooky hockey mask plus chainsaw weapon plus goalie pads equals awesome outfit. Thoughts? Well, I don't know. I mean, making two new items that don't appropriately drop anywhere, just to make an outfit out of another rare that would then cause a lot of rental scams. I don't know.
Right.
Turretel says, go Jick, down with the elephants. What? Go Mr. Skullhead's mom, down on the elephants. Gotcha again.
That was pretty weak.
My bleariness is wearing off, as you can tell.
Yeah. Zaraus says, so I spent $8 million on the children's meal of the damned and it didn't give me anything. I know it will be implemented later, but what about now? Can I buy them all and eat them? No, they don't do anything right now. And sorry you paid $8 million for one, but them's the breaks. Pretty much. Jake, your thoughts?
What?
Yeah.
Why does my phone keep ringing off the hook? And every off of other things. What were you reading? What?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello?
Okay, well,
What?
We've got Player De Omen on the Boozer Bear Party on the phone. And he has a question for us, I guess.
Oh, right. Skipperick just called me, actually.
Huh.
What's De Omen asking?
He is asked. Huh. I'm going to have to let you go. Yeah. It was one of the those calls from the middle of a party, which it's, you can't hear anything that's said, and neither can they, but they still try.
Extremo says, been playing this game for less than a week, and it's ruling my life. I love it. And it loves you, Extremo. Thank you very much. Let's see. Raynor says, do Iocane Powder's tactics at PvP Warfare upset you? And a footnote, thanks for the multiple custom costumes. Again, you're welcome. And I don't know what Iocane Powder's tactics at PvP Warfare are. Somebody elaborate, and then I will tell you whether or not it upsets me. Mr. Happy Pants says, what do you get for the guy who has everything? Penicillin. So I sent Boozer some anti-antidote.
Nice.
Isn't it anti-anti-antidote? I think it is. Let's see. Punchessa says, I would like more information on the Ascension, please. Will we go penniless to the New World? Will we keep our stores empty or full? Will we be able to take anything like rares? We've pretty much been hammering out a sort of a rethinking of what's going to happen to your stuff upon Ascension. Just because we know that multi-abuse will be far and away the rule and not the exception, what we're looking at now is rather than you being able to take specific items with you through Ascension, that basically all of your stuff, your items and your meat, go into like a long-term storage. And then for a fee, you can remove items from it later, you know, during your sort of Ronin phase of Ascension, which is the first, like, say, 1,000 turns that you play where you can't receive anything from other players. The rate at which you can take stuff out of long-term storage will be determined by the sort of Ascension path that you take. Whether you, if you go, like, hardcore, where you try and get on the leaderboard for being all awesome and playing through the entire game, beating it, and, you know, getting your special tattoo or trophy or whatever you get for that and all that stuff, and without ever taking a trip to the mall, without ever, you know, getting stuff out of a clan stash, whatever, then you won't be able to get stuff out of long-term storage until the next time you ascend and then get past it. But otherwise, as soon as you come out of the Ronin state, the untouchable state, you'll be able to get all the stuff back out. Which makes it not particularly effective as a sink, but it makes it less of a problem. It makes the, you know, items in storage that can't be accessed now are, you know, better than items that can be accessed now, even though they can be accessed later, if that makes any sense. Other things are true about that, too.
I'm going to let Jezzerfly take this call, so give me 1 second to hand it off.
Okay.
Hello?
Floopy says, I have no constructive suggestions for you. Just please don't fix what isn't broken if you can figure out what all's not broken. Well, I never try to fix things that aren't broken. Turatel says, what is your stock symbol? I'm a Gemini. I'm not really a Gemini. Although, I found out that the sun was actually in Gemini when I was born, even though I'm a Cancer. Because, you know, the signs of the zodiac are not actually at all correspondent, really, with the constellations the sun is in. Because there are actually 13 constellations the sun goes through. Constellations. Pantsdedations. Including the unpopular Ophiuchus, who nobody wants to be an Ophiuchus. Let's see. Something lame. How long will it take for raffles to become a bannable offense? I don't know what to do about raffles. Sometimes there are real ones. Sometimes there are not real ones.
We're going to
scams. Sometimes they're not scams.
Yeah, we're going to add a little thing to the policies that just says, you know, things that may be scams, kind of a how not to be scammed list. And after that will be, you know, if somebody runs a raffle and you enter it and it turns out to be a scam, then you lost your meat. But you would have lost your meat if you lost the raffle. So really, who's going to get, you know, why should we get involved?
Hot Stuff says, hey there, here is a chat coloration proposal, variations on green. It doesn't look like total ass, and it does help visual sorting of chat channels. Also, your mom. Okay. And then he sends me a link, which I will look at one of these times.
Ted wants Halo Radio to ask if people are as drunk and happy as he is right now.
All right, we need to get a consensus on for our listeners. So if you would, send me a private message, MrSkullhead/message688. Boozer Bear asks if you are as drunk and happy as he is right now. If you are, please send me a /message 688.
Did you hear it?
Then we'll get
and
back
by a slash message, he means a message containing slash fiction about Boozer Bear and I Speculum.
Thank you for that mental image.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Today
I have banned Jack Corrigan, by the way, so he'll stop asking us to please say what we're not going to say.
Thank you very much, Mr. Spellhead. What a prick.
Maybe I should ban him for longer. Wait, unknown player.
Maybe he deleted the account.
He can't.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see, 24-hour ban.
2020, 24 hours from now, Jack Corrigan will be able to spam us again.
Which is fine. Yes, Green says Boozer Bear is sexy when he's drunk. Which I've never found Boozer Bear sexy when he's drunk. When I'm drunk, sometimes I find him sexy, but only from the back.
Methylene dioxymethamphetamine says, sorry to send again, but could you possibly make it so we can copy and paste from the clan stash log? Actually, yeah, probably. That now that I understand how iframes work, I could probably do that. Or I could just make it a div with scroll bars and stuff instead of... Yeah, I don't know. I'll look at it. Let's see. Here's a really bad chat with colors having been sent to me. Let's see how bad. Ooh, that is bad. Kind of bad. That's bad. They're orange for newbie, red for villa, green for games, pink for trade, light blue for clan, blue for normal, green for channel that doesn't exist.
Now, the thing is, though, you're not going to see all of those colors unless you're listening to all of the channels, which...
That's true.
You're only a mod would ever see a chat full of rainbow colors.
Let's
I don't know. The shades of green thing is interesting, but that is kind of a big fuck you to people who are colorblind.
Sild... Shield. I was asking about a new ban idea where whenever somebody's banned... They have to read the policies and take a test about the policies. Huh. That is actually kind of a cool idea.
Entertaining. Mystery says it's been 7 days since I sent my pre-made custom avatar. When do I get to punch you?
7 more days. 7 what? 7. Death Spike says, I'm wondering about certain zones that you need to have visited a certain area previously to adventure there. What are you wondering about them?
He didn't answer.
Let's see. He didn't. That's weird. Zagnut says, can Jick or Scully talk like Dr. Evil? I can't.
No, I really can't.
Good. Let's see. Agrajag, any possibility of a one-day list that shows what a player has bought that day? How do you mean? Like a store log that's specific to a certain buyer? Or what? Huh?
Hmm.
An idea for the March familiar, the Eyed. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
From Moth. Thank you, Moth. Since there's already a leprechaun. Oh, yeah, because that'll be the St. Patrick's Day familiar, which we'll have to probably break new ground as being the first booze-related familiar. I have no idea what that would do, though. Let's see. Crooked Bastard says, can Bat Guano be added to the multiple use list? Yes, that's already on my list. Multi-use Bat Anus. Squishy18 says, can you give me a non-shitty familiar name? I don't know, what is your familiar name now?
It depends on what the familiar is, really.
Oh, you know what, I looked up the player Shitty18. Because his name is Squishy and he said Shitty. His familiar name is Hebrew Hammer, the 23-pound Hanakimbo dreidel. That isn't bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's named after that irritating thing on Comedy Central, but, you know.
Great. So now people are private messaging me with questions, having given out my...
People are...
My message.
Are what?
They're private messaging me with questions, like me instead of Radio Bugbear.
Oh, great. Are people telling you that they're drunk and happy?
Yep. Seems like the consensus is that we are drunk and also happy. But Jill Bob asks, could you add a help channel to chat and ban clan ads from chat? The moderators are just going to have to work on clan ads. And, like, one ad for your clan when you log in is really not a problem, but, you know, one per minute is probably a little much. So... The happy medium somewhere in between. I don't know. Jake, what do you think about a help channel?
I mean, newbie is a help channel. That's sort of...
Yeah, but it's not.
It's but it is.
Raffle slash scam channel.
But it's supposed to be a help channel. You know, the help channel would just become the raffle slash scam channel.
Right.
Let's see.
Pause for despair. Hey.
Unsane 2600 says, thank you guys for the great game. I think the limits you have set in effect are the best for the game's overall design. Well, thank you. Crazy Strain says, I think hiring a programming would really help the game do. All right. Squishy18 says, do Skittles really taste like rainbow? I don't know. Mr. Skullhead's the rainbow expert.
I've never really tasted a rainbow. They don't taste anything like Jick's mom, though.
Nana says, well, since I was serious in my last message and that didn't work, I am the pie, foo. Well, you certainly are. What was your previous message, Nana? Now I'm going to look for it.
My grandma played this game? Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
I got to watch my language.
Oh, yeah.
Momo Child asks, is there ever going to be an Arkenstock-type gathering closer to the East Coast? We weren't in charge of Arkenstock, so... If a bunch of East Coasters want to get together, we'll probably show up and drink your booze and eat your food.
Phil says, Jick, do you realize how quickly you read the questions you receive? It's almost as if you don't realize we can't see them. You can listen fast. Catch up, Phil. Okay, Nana says, sorry if this has already been asked or something. This has been suggested many times, but can you guys make an invite-only chat? No, we can't do that.
That would be elitist of us and wrong.
Insular and masturbatory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Stoop says, could the account option to turn off images also control mall image loading? That's probably not a bad idea.
Hmm.
Let's see. Unmasked Revenger says, there are a ton of great in-jokes. I get a good chuckle every day. For each of you, what is your favorite in-joke? The one that still makes you laugh every time you see it. What is your favorite joke from the Kingdom of Loathing there, Scully?
Well, there are a lot that still surprise me. I don't know. I think Wolfman Got Nards is one of my favorite references.
The thing that gets me is, like, I will look through this stuff and, like, we've just written so much crap for this.
Yeah.
That there are just things that I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't remember making that joke. You know. So, let's see. Extremo says, any murmurings of a tour down under? Well, not.
If you're talking about down under Jick's mom's skirt, then sure.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that was decent.
It was.
A couple of people are saying for your birthday present, you should get a one piece of a birthday suit. And so you'd have to pay for 3 years to have the entire suit.
3 years for the entire thing. Wow.
Well, maybe a random piece of the birthday suit, and then people could, you know, trade and collect.
I don't know.
Or have 7 multis and have them.
Two-Winged Angel says, how do you feel about all the publicity and fame you have gained from this game? I don't really feel like we've gained a lot of publicity and fame. I mean, certainly more than we ever had before, but it's such a limited arena in which we've gained, you know, the publicity and fame, and it hasn't really impacted our day-to-day lives that much, I don't think. Well, yeah, I mean, it has, but not in a publicity and fame way, just in a, like, I'm happy because I have exactly the job that I want.
Yeah.
Kind of way, and, like, you know, it's, yeah.
Huh. It's been nice to see sites that I visit, you know, like, it's like magazines that you subscribe to, if you see your stuff mentioned on there, and, like, the Little Fluffy was a big one because we're big fans of Lore and his, you know, whole media empire, which began with Brunching Shuttlecocks, so it was great to get recognized by people that we like.
You know, but at the end of the day, I still take off my pants one leg at a time and masturbate to pictures of myself just like I used to before I even started working on the game.
Yep. Mr. Magnifico, there's been a couple of comments on this that there's a rumor that you're going to nerf the tiny plastic sword.
It's a possibility. It's not that I'm going to nerf them. It's that I'm going to sort of change the recipes, maybe. I'm gonna maybe renege my decision, the decision that I made to all right. What happened was, when I made the drinks, right, the system that determines how good drinks are made the Grogtini, just because it has lime in it, a lot better than the other ones. And so rather than making it artificially weak, I made the other ones artificially strong. And it's just kind of unbalancing that, like, olives, which are super cheap and can be bought at an NPC store, make the same drink, basically, in the end, that limes do. So, I mean, there needs to be some sort of rebalancing of the booze system in general, just because, like, there aren't equivalent drinks in all the stats the way that there should be in order for it to really be balanced. You know, it's like, I would kind of like for there not to be a best drink, but rather for there to be, you know, tiers of drinks that give you equivalent stat gains in different stats and that are basically equally difficult to acquire. And that's gonna take some revamping. I mean, what I need to do is I need to just clear off my whiteboard one day and just kind of rethink the whole deal and change the recipes around a little bit, change the drop rates of stuff, that kind of thing. So you know, no, I'm not just going to, like, okay, suddenly sword drinks suck, but there will be some changes, and they may end up being a little less powerful than they are now. But anyway. Thank you for asking. Unsane 2600 says Republicans are people too. That's right, they're evil people.
Yeah.
Something Lame says, will the casino ever have a KOL lottery? That was actually what I woke up thinking about today, this afternoon. And every time I think about doing a KOL lottery, I just get annoyed, and I stop thinking about it.
Well, people want it.
Elazar says, hey, Jick, what are the chances you'd hire a programmer if they were okay with the insane working conditions? It's not so much insane working conditions as just kind of a weird situation, because basically I'm only in a position to hire somebody as, like, a contractor, and, you know, it would be... there's not enough money to pay another reasonable salary, you know, to, like, have an IT staff. So... That's kind of what I mean. It would have to be something like, you know, somebody locally that would be able to work like 10 or 20 hours a week the way that Zly does, and kind of be in the same way that way. You know, that's again, it's probably for down the road. Let's see what else we got. Cuckoo says, I think there should be a haiku, C00 haiku, added to the haiku dungeon. Come on, it's funny. It's funny, damn it. It's kind of funny. Extremo says, willing to offer free web space for you if you need it. I'm the sysad of a hosting company in Australia. You're starting to get a good following in Oz. Yeah, good. I'm glad that the people in Australia like us. Got a pretty good deal with the hosting now. It's kind of a pain in the ass to change. A lot of momentum is momentum is a problem here, but if we ever need anything, try to keep that in mind. I'm getting tired, Mr. Skullhead.
Well, perk up, goddammit,
like
we got 20
four
more minutes.
Hours.
let's see. Big Ben WD, was the change to the clan leaderboards a direct result of a flubbadubdub deciding to own the boards? I wouldn't say it was a result, like we did it just to screw them over. I would say they did it to point out that there was a problem with the boards, and once that was brought to our attention, then we dealt with it. But it wasn't just to say screw you to them, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. Something interesting that we figured out the other day, like, we've been playing a lot of NTN trivia down at the local Gar and Brill, and we were trying to figure out for a long time how they rank the bars against one another, because the bars had scores that were in the same range as the player scores, and we would, like, there would be times when he and I would both place in, like, the top 100 or so of the people that were playing, but our bar, since we were the only two people playing, placed in, like, the thousands as far as bars went. So we, like, started collecting some data, and we figured out how they did it. And it seems like what they do is the score for the bar, and this is what I've been... Part of the reason I was wanting to figure out how this works was for the clan average stuff. It seems like they take the average of the top five scores from the bar and assume that if there are less than five players, that other players in that top five scored a zero. So basically, without five people, it's really hard to get ranked highly, but you could if you were just, like, super, super powerful, like five times as powerful as the... You know, as the others. I mean, that might not be a bad idea, rather than just, like, only including the average power for big clans like that. And it would also, you know, it would make clans less likely to, like, refuse entry to low-level players because they're going to fuck up their average, because it wouldn't. Right. If it was only looking at the top players in the clan, the scale would change. But that's about it. So, I don't know. That's something I'd consider. Yeah. See, drinking beer and playing trivia is good for the game. Seriously.
Well, a lot of the earlier planning stages that Jake and I did together were at a bar whilst drinking either TT's or Anderson's Fifth Estate. So I would say that the game is built on a foundation of beer.
It is, which is surprisingly solid.
Yep.
Checking them all again, I see the same results when you search on something with the searching in the mall. All right, I'm going to try and duplicate this mall bug here. Take it away, Mr. Skullhead.
Ooh-ha! Monty Piffin asks, what is the largest donation ever? Can you make a top donators list? We've discussed that before. We don't really want to put that information out there. I'm sure a lot of our donators don't want people to know how much they donate. And I don't know, it's pretty standard practice to have that remain anonymous. And as we said earlier, kind of smacks of whoredom. As in, hey kids, here's a leaderboard you can get on if you give us money. You know, we don't want to kick it like that. EcoSpank says, have you ever considered to give enhancements or effects to tattoos? No, because tattoos are intended to be completely decorative, except for the henna tattoo, which is a different thing than the other tattoos.
It's not a tattoo. Yeah, the henna tattoo needs to become like an accessory. Basically, like, I don't like the way that works, and it actually requires a really irritating extra database hit every time adventures decrement, which is not good.
Mm. Trigger asks, you know, have what? You guys ever played DDR? If not, you should, because it's awesome. Soon, I will become a DDR master.
That is true.
DDR has defeated me many a time before. But, now I played it a couple times at the arcade and just sucked at it, so given that I have lots of spare time, I decided to get the home game, and then I can go back and defeat the bully who beat me last time.
Sweet. I think I may have fixed this mall search thing once and for good. Let me go to JuiSofs. Wow, these prices change really quickly. God damn you.
Yeah, what?
What?
Goddamn who?
Goddamn this code. This is why I need programmer kids, because I'm a terrible, terrible programmer. Where? Great, now I've lost the page with the messages on it. There they are. Squishy18 says, why does your custom avatar kick so much ass? Because it's mine. It's like, why does Scully's mom suck so much nuts? Because she's Scully's mom.
I thought you were going to say, because they're yours.
Suck so much nuts. I thought I was going to say. Let's see.
I thought you were going to say something that made sense.
I know. I like saying things that make... I mean, I don't like saying that I... like say... I... Are we done yet?
15 All right. More minutes. Come on, man.
Sild, Iocane Powder's tactics are they watch character sheets until they see the adventure count going up, and then they attack around 10 to 15 at a time while people are adventuring, therefore dropping people tons of ranks while they're unbuffed. yeah, you know, I don't really like that. I'm probably going to just change the, like a lot of people have suggested, just updating the turns played daily rather than in real time, which is not that hard. Let's see. What do we got? Today's birthday. Posted. Confused. How much does Skullhead's mom cost? Let's see. You answered this. You answered this. You answered this. Wow, you answered a lot of questions. This is a good show, huh?
Yep. Gumstrew says, your game makes fun of a lot of subcultures. Is it just my imagination, or are you a bit extra mean to the hippies? We kid the hippies, but we love them.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a hippie, so it's like self-loathing.
By proxy. I mean, when we make fun of, like, dorks and geeks and, you know, goths and ravers and whatnot, it's because we do the same thing for ourselves, so we kind of figure that, you know, everybody can laugh at themselves the way that we laugh at ourselves, so it's not intended to be mean-spirited, but we have had a couple run-ins with people who have little or no sense of humor.
Furries. I like furries. For breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really not anti-furry. Seriously. Momo Child says, what's up with Uncle P's? You keep ignoring this question. Will it ever come back? Something will happen there. You know, either it will be replaced with a blank space, or you'll be able to click it and have something happen. Trigger says, could you add the feature that you can change the name of your store after you buy it? I kind of don't want to, for the same reason that I don't want to make it so you can change clan names, which is because I want people to think about it before they name it. You know, and, you know, not be able to just keep changing names over and over and over again. Let's see. Squishy18 says, any idea how I can promote KOL at my school, like posters or something? Actually, there's a forum thread called KOL Street Team, right?
Right.
With some posters that Mr. Skull had made with the little cutty flaps that you can tear off to have website on them. Yeah, so check forums. Forums.kingdomofloathing.com. Let's see. What else we got? Yurtra, I was just wondering if you guys ever worry that your mothers may be listening to your show right now. No, I don't think it's something that would ever occur to them.
Yeah, well, when I talked to my mom about the radio show, she said, oh, that would be interesting. Should I listen? And I said, no. So she won't, because she knows that it's best for her to avoid things about me which would upset her. Which, like me saying motherfucker a lot, would probably be one of them.
Two Winged Angel says, how do you feel about Adventure Quest and the inability to advance without a donation? I don't really have an opinion about Adventure Quest. I've tried a lot of times to get into it. I actually donated to it just because I feel like supporting that kind of thing, because it's the kind of thing that I do. But I just haven't played it very much, because it just seems like, I don't know, like I got kind of tired of it. The fights took forever, and it was kind of the same thing over and over again. And I think maybe there's just like some stuff that I'm missing. But yeah, you know, overall, it's like I appreciate what they're doing, and I think you know, I got to say that making it so there's stuff that you can never do without donating, and have it be things that are sort of integral to the game and big chunks of content, and, you know, super powerful and unbalancing stuff, is not something that I wouldn't ever want to do, but it's, you know, not something that I think is evil. I remember seeing this game a long time ago, and this I thought was kind of a cool idea. This was before I even started working on Kingdom of Loathing, where this guy was like, he had all these donation counters on the front page of the game, and there was like, you could choose which features you wanted to donate for, and as soon as the counter reached like a certain amount of money, he would implement that feature, which that seems kind of sleazy.
Yeah.
but because, you know, if you're going to work on it, fucking work on it, you know? It's like, this is not a money-making thing. This is a let's play money-making game. This is something that we do because we love it, you know? And the money is just a handy kind of bonus.
Yeah,
that allows me to purchase many prostitutes when Scully's mom is out of town.
Right. Doesn't it seem like it would be strange to have a whole bunch of content in the queue and not put it in? Because we're holding out for more money? That just seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's you know, plenty of content in the queue that we haven't put in just because I'm not getting around to doing it. Fleeta says, Jick, you were more handsome than I thought you'd be on Tech TV. Well, thank you. I'm a pretty handsome motherfucker.
And S&M Lover says, how do you post a picture in the gallery? By the way, Mr. Skullhead is hot with an extra T, because it's extra, baby. To do that, you should go to kol.stinkernot.com, and there will be instructions there on how you add your picture to the gallery. And do be patient waiting for it to show up, because those two kids are running it. You know, they have day jobs, and they have a real big influx of pictures. But you will get up there.
And they have a cute baby.
Yes, they do.
Wow. I just got all gay there for a second.
For a second?
Is it possible to use more, Unsane2600 says, is it possible to use more alt keyboard characters? My Bloodface Volleyball let me use the whatever character that I can't read because it's an alt character. And since I named it, the others can't use that same symbol. Yeah, that's actually a change that I made recently. That people keep screwing up the names of stuff by using high ASCII characters. And something about the way that they get submitted through the HTML forms causes characters to split into different characters. And so they do these weird quote things that I can't escape out for some reason. So what I'm basically doing is every time somebody reports that they've screwed something up, like a clan title or, you know, the name of their store, or their shopkeeper name or the text or the credo or whatever, I go in, fix the one that they've screwed up, and then make it so you can't screw any more of those up. There was some big problem that Xenophobe discovered where there were certain high ASCII characters you could type into the chat that would, like, suddenly just reset everyone's chat to, like, 20 minutes ago. And then everyone would have to watch the last 20 minutes worth of chat scroll by.
Hmm.
Which I think that was fixed before, but it was really annoying and funny. Let's see.
The Langoliers chat?
Yeah. Hey, Steve says, would you consider bringing back the old Altar of Literacy back to the way it was a month or so ago? Trade has been overrun by noobs, scammers, spammers, and the such. Trade has become the new newbie. What has newbie become then? Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like the idea of changing the Altar of Literacy from the way it is now, because I think it's... I mean, I can understand what you're saying, that a lot of people who before were relegated to newbie because they could chat without doing it have now gone through the trouble of finding a goddamn spoiler for the Altar of Literacy. And,
I think part of it's a problem of perception, though, because trade was so little used before that it kind of became a place where a specific group of people would hang out. So it was their...
Yeah.
Their private channel, and now it's actually being used for trading, and that's unfortunate.
For a while, and the place to go for cybering.
Yeah,
I heard.
If you're going to trade,
to avoid that. They're going to trade bodily fluids and trade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Phalia says, "Is it possible to make it so you can buy more than one type of item from a mall store at a time, i.e., change the radio buttons to check boxes?" Did I show you that mock-up that someone did of that?
I don't think you showed it to me, but I think somebody showed it to me. I don't know. I mean, I looked at it, and I'm like, eh. You know, I'm not sure I like the way that looks. I think definitely no checkboxes. I think because that's just sort of encouraging people to make mistakes.
Yeah. Quantity boxes?
Just the quantity boxes, you know, and all defaulted to blank or zero. You know, it's not that hard to add quantity. I'm just not sure that it's all that valuable. I don't know. You know, it's something I could try, see what the reaction is, and I could always roll it back if people don't like it. Somebody asks... well, let's see. What did they say? Joe Kickass 7 says, "Do you like the Spurs? And if so, are you watching the game?" I'm assuming that's about sports, and therefore the answer is no. Squishy 18 says, "Why are nuns used with the Hanakimbo dreidel? Isn't that hypocritical?" I don't know that hypocritical is so much the word as self-contradictory. But it's funny.
Well, I can explain that I designed the dreidel and looked up the actual symbols that are on there, and one of the symbols is noon, which is spelled like nun, so I thought I'd make a pun. You know, it's the first pun we ever put in the game, so it was a big leap for us, but it's gone over fairly well.
Mad 99 says, "One time I was chomping on Cheetos while playing DDR, and I choked and fell."
That's a great story.
I'm gonna go jogging, and while I'm jogging, I'm gonna eat an ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. That's the kind of thing that I like to see. Let's see. Comics stuff from Art Scara. Thank you for that information. Card Trick says he thinks it would be more convenient if he could purchase multiple items in the mall. Let's see. Overand says, "What do you think about splitting up the chat window into multiple frames?" I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, God, that'd be hairy.
Giggs says, "How about posting a list of the 25 rarest items in the kingdom? It would go with the showcase idea." I could do that, I guess. I've got stats on how many of each item there are. Eco Spank says, I love you, Jake. I want to bear your children, and I want to bear yours.
See,
we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yep. Although I just got a be right back from the person to whom we are handing off.
Okay, well, I mean, I've got nothing to do. Harvest Man says, that axe salesman pisses me off. Please make him show up less often. No. He has every bit as much a right to be there as you do.
Let's see.
Hi again. I was wondering another thing. What are you guys doing after the show? Also, I would like to tell Jick that my name is actually Yertra.
I decreed that his name was Yertra after he gave me shit for misspelling it.
So, yeah.
It's Y-U-T-R-E is the official spelling of Yertra's name.
Okay.
Squishy18 says, all the flyers are not...
All the flyers are not printer size. Can you make them smaller?
They ought to be. They all printed out fine on my laser printer. For an inkjet or a laserjet, you'd probably want to make them, like, choose the fit-to-page option, but they are all 8.5 by 11. So, I don't know what the deal will be.
Ashelon has asked several times, and I keep skipping this, and I'm sorry. What restrictions are you putting on the custom avatars being sent in and put in-game? Animation, style, etc. The threads in the forums are having a nice response. This is something that that I'm reluctant to form a policy on. If somebody has a custom avatar that's animated and made by somebody like Max Demian, or who's that other guy, Mr.
I don't know. Oh, there's a new one, yeah.
I forget the guy's name, but there are a couple people in the forums making just really, really good animated custom avatars that are just really well done, really fit in with the style, and do not look inappropriate. If you submit a custom avatar form and you send me an image that's made by one of those people and I decide that it looks okay, I'm happy to use it. I just don't want it to get super ridiculous on it. It needs to be, fairly subdued. It needs to be made at least 99.9% out of pixels that I drew, which that's one thing that Max Demians are very good about. I wish I could find this other guy's name so that I could give him some props. But I can't. I don't see it on the... Oh, Maraxis OK, I think, is the guy. Maraxis OK is the other one making the cool animated ones. Some of those, though, are ones that... Some of the ones that they've done are, though most of them are great, I probably wouldn't use because they don't so much look like they would go in there.
Right.
And like I said, it's... The thing is, I have to evaluate them on a case-by-case basis. Look at the gallery on Coldfront, and that'll tell you which ones that I'll use and which ones that I won't. Ones like the ones that I use are ones that I'll use.
Right.
And ones that aren't are ones that I won't.
Good deal. And with that, we've got Artsy Chick ready to rock your faces. So we will say goodnight. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to go eat some food. What are you going to go do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe eat some food also. But I ate some food right after I got up.
At 4.
At 4.
All right, awesome. Kids, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Big
up, everybody.
Bye.